Well, good morning. My name is Dominic, if I haven't met you yet. As Amy said, if you're new, if this is a familiar place, or if you're somewhere in between those descriptions, we're so glad you're here this morning. It is Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. That means you're on turkey leftover day number 3. It also means that your loved ones have inundated you with Christmas music a week too early, and I'm sorry for that. December is when you start. That's my personal opinion. But we're glad you're here this morning. It's that time of year when, I don't know if you're like me, where we often take this time of year to look back over the year that's come. And for you, if you hopefully do that over these next few weeks, take some time to look back over the past year, you'll see places in your past year likely that have been good things, things that you could celebrate. Maybe there's things at work. Maybe there's things of family dynamic. Maybe there's just some really good stuff that's happened this past year. You'll also find, and probably as you look back on your story, some things that maybe weren't so good, or you haven't seen the good yet that will come of it. We're often in this time of year where we try to make sense of our story. We make sense of the year that's come past, and as well as trying to look ahead to the future. I want to show you today a passage in the Bible where God begins to tell a bunch of people, the Israelites, how their story makes sense. Because all throughout the biblical narrative, there's concept that's a bit different than often the world before them. And often at times it feels like in our world often tries to say is that the biblical narrative says that there's a story that's connected, that what's come in the past and what's happening in the future is all part of a larger story, and that you and I are part of a larger story. We've been going through the Gospel of Matthew. We're taking a pause with that until January, and then next week we're going to start a teaching series on Advent. But this week, I want to take you to a passage of Scripture where the people of God, the Israelites, are practicing a Thanksgiving act. You didn't know that they started it before the pilgrims, but that's another conversation for another time. But I'm going to take you to part of that act, because in that act, God calls them to do something. He calls them to do something that brings their past and connects it with their present. And by bringing their past into their present, it also begins to speak hope that their future is also connected. And as we go through this story, there's going to be a phrase in the story that I hope you can take away. I've been thinking on this phrase the last couple weeks, and I think it's going to be something helpful for you as you begin to look back over the past year and look ahead to the new year, that there's a phrase, something good for us that we can take out of this story that could help us see that our story is not disconnected, it's not disjointed, as it often seems in life. I love how Peter said it earlier as in our worship, that he said that you may be here today and you may be on the top of a mountain, which is fantastic, but he used these words, you also may be crawling through the valley. In either place, we could get to a point where we forget that our story is connected, that you've come from somewhere, you're here, and you're going somewhere. There's something incredibly good in that. So I want to take you to this story in the book of Deuteronomy. And as we do that, if you would join with me in a word of prayer. God, thanks again, as was said earlier, that for the season of gratitude, of something that, of an act of gratitude that changes us, of something we want to practice and long to practice throughout the year. Thank you for this time that we stop and do it intentionally. I pray for those in this room, God, who are struggling to see things to be grateful for, that you would give them new perspective today. That for those in this room who see so much to be grateful for, that you would encourage and propel their gratefulness forward, that they would lead the way in gratitude. Would we be a people? Would we be a church? Would we be families? Would we be coworkers who practice gratitude and know that we've come from somewhere, we're here, and we're headed somewhere? Lead us in your word now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Deuteronomy. We're going to be in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26. A little bit of context to the story of Deuteronomy or this particular passage is that God's people have were rescued from Egypt and slavery in Egypt. They were then wandering through the desert for 40 years. They were nomads. They were refugees. They were wanderers throughout the desert. And now they're about to enter a new and a good place. There's a demarcation happening that there's a time that of what was, and now they're in the middle of what will be or what's about to be. And Moses, who's leading them, is giving them instructions about the future. In other words, here's what's going to happen in the future. It doesn't look like it now, but something's about to come, and I want you to know what it's going to be and how we're to act in this new world. So that's the context of Deuteronomy. We're going to kind of look at just a small part of it here today. It begins in verse 26. The words will be on the screen. You can also Google it if you so desire. Deuteronomy chapter 26. He says to the people, he says, when you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it and taken some of its first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God has given you and put them in a basket, then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. And say to the priests in office at that time, I declare to you today that the Lord your God, to the Lord your God, that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. And the priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean. Okay, couple things to pull out here. One is this idea of baskets. And they were to bring baskets in this act of thanksgiving that would happen in the future. And in their baskets, they were to bring first fruits. Now, this would be like the first of the crop or the best of the crop. They still do this in certain parts of the world. I spent some time in Africa, and we were at a church service in Uganda, and this happened. Like at the front, like kind of down here, people would bring literally baskets full of produce and fruit and all that stuff. And they put it down there on this one particular Sunday. It was fascinating. I'd never been a part of that before. People still do this in certain parts of the world. And Moses says, there's going to come a time when you're going to have something, which is really interesting because the people he's speaking to in this moment are like dusty and dirty and exhausted and bitter and worn out because they've been wandering in the desert for 40 years. And he's like, I know it may not seem like it, but there's going to be a day where the opposite's going to be the reality. You're going to have something. You're going to have planted. It's going to produce something. And when that time comes, I want you to give the first part of it, the best of it. I want you, in essence, to have a Thanksgiving act. And so they were to bring this basket to the priest. It's almost like this idea that it's a reminder, it's going to be a future act of a reminder of the kindness of God. That they've come from somewhere, that they've come from wandering in the desert, that they've come to a good place. This act will be a reminder that they've come from somewhere, and they're there in that place, and that they're headed somewhere because of what God has done for them. And then my favorite line, and the line we're going to kind of land on today, there's a lot more we could talk about, but for the sake of time today, we're going to land on today. The phrase that's been sticking in my mind the last few weeks is this, is that when they bring this basket, when they bring this produce, when they bring this first fruits, they're to say, and here's the phrase they're to say, they say, my father was a wandering Aramean. I don't know what your Thursday was like a couple days ago, but I guess that probably no one said, by the way, I just want to interrupt our meal and say that my father was a wandering Aramean. It's kind of a strange phrase, or more than kind of, it is a strange phrase. But it actually is a phrase that described their story. The ancestors of the Israelites came from a place called Aram, and their ancestors were wanderers. They were nomads. And so to say, I come with this basket full of fruit in this new place that God has brought me. And with that, I come with this phrase and this reality and this identity that my father was a wandering Aramean. To do that and to say that means that you tell your story. It means, you know what, I come from a place where my ancestors before me used to wander. That they came from this particular location, but now I'm here, and I got from there to here because of the kindness of God. To say, my father was a wandering Aramaean, is to tell your story, that you're here, that you've come from somewhere, and that you're headed somewhere. We do this. We do this a lot in life. And I don't know about you, but like when I lead new teams at different times, I'll have them do this kind of thing. Not, I won't have them say, my father is a wandering Aramaean, but I'll have them tell a bit of their story. Maybe you've been in team contexts where you have people and you say, you know what, part of our team dynamic as we start is we're going to just learn each other's stories a bit. Maybe you've gone off on retreats or offsites and you've done this. You say, tell me a bit about your story. Maybe you've taken someone out to coffee. Maybe you binge Netflix or Amazon Prime, or you can't wait for the next episode of This Is Us because you got to find out who's her. That's later. We'll talk about that. But somehow these stories matter. We know that these stories matter. And so we may not use this phrase today, but we say this and act in these ways a lot where we say, you know what? My father was a wandering Aramaean. Here's where I came from, and I'm here, and I believe I'm going somewhere. That somehow this is all connected. To say that my father was a wandering Aramaean is to tell their story. And for the Israelites, their story had a lot of specifics behind it. And again, for the sake of time, we won't get into all the detail, but you can hear more of their story in verses 5 through 11. It says, then you shall declare before the Lord your God that my father was a wandering Aramaean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation. He was powerful and numerous, but the Egyptians mistreated us and made us to suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. But then we cried out to the Lord our God, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruit of the soil that you, the Lord, have given me. And it placed the basket, it says, that the Lord your God has given you, and bow down before him. And then you and the Levites, who are the kind of the spiritual religious leaders of the day, and the foreigners, people who have kind of joined in with your nation, you join together and rejoice in all the good things that the Lord your God has given to you and to your household. There's a story of where these people have come from. And notice, too, it's not all a good story. I mean, some of it's good. It begins good that they start, it says, with a few people. And they went to Egypt with about 70 people, we know from different places in Scripture. And they eventually become a huge nation. So something good did happen. They started really small, and then they grew. But their story wasn't all good. It wasn't all joy. It wasn't all mountaintop. It got difficult. They suffered. They were oppressed. They felt the wrath of a fellow human being subjecting them to things that you shouldn't subject other human beings to. But notice that it's part of their story. To say, my father was a wandering Aramaean, wasn't just to say, yo, we'll just take the good bits and leave the other bits out. No, to say my father was a wandering Aramaean, it means that in all their joy and success, as well as in all their pain and heartache, somehow it all matters. It's all part of what brought them to here. My father was a wandering Aramaean. Whatever's happened in the past, the joy and the success and the pain and the heartache somehow has brought them to this place. To say the phrase that my father was a wandering Aramaean is to tell your story. And it also means that your story matters, that your story has purpose. If they wanted to forget this, they wouldn't include it in a Thanksgiving act. But you can see Moses saying, look, you're going to come to a time where we don't want to forget where we've come from, that somehow the good and the difficult is all part of the story of what brought you here. My father was a wandering Aramaean. That's what's so fascinating to me about the basket, is that the basket contains the gift, but the basket is also the gift itself. Yes, they're going to have something to put in that basket. Yes, the new land, the new place they're going into, your new year, 2019, may be the greatest year of your life. You may have something in that will be really, really good. But also, he says, it's almost this idea that the basket itself, the fact that 2019 is coming, the fact that you're here now is a gift in and of itself. I think we live in a day, I don't know about you, but it kind of feels like we live in a day where we kind of start to parse each other's stories and we start to say, you know what, that doesn't matter. And maybe we don't say it directly, maybe we do. But what if all of your story, everything that's brought you here, the good things and the not so good things, that God is still working for good, what if all of that has brought you to this place? What if it was not as disconnected as we often feel it is? What if there's purpose and meaning behind it? I think that's what's fascinating about the Israelites and their relationship and dynamic with God, is that part of their relationship was this belief that they've come from somewhere, they're headed somewhere, and they're here right now as part of a story that makes sense. In all of its joy and all of its pain, it's brought them to this place. To say my father was a wandering Aramaean is to tell your story, and is also to declare with confidence that your story matters. Your story matters. You bring your basket. Yes, it's filled with something, but the basket itself is a gift that you've come from somewhere, you're headed somewhere, and you're here right now as part of a larger story. Fast forward many hundred years later, and you get the first followers of Jesus. The first followers of Jesus kind of carry on this theme, and Paul in particular, to the church of Colossians, he starts to talk about in a very poetic way, almost like some people say it's a hymn or a song, and then he starts to describe Jesus in a poetic way. And one of the interesting ways that he describes Jesus in Colossians chapter 1 is he says this, it says that, "For in Jesus all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." And watch what he says here, "For he is before all things, and in him all things hold together," which is a really nice theological statement. There's a lot of truth in that to unpack, but here's at least part of that truth, is that that means that our stories are not disconnected. That somehow Jesus is working a redemptive way of bringing where you've come from, where you're headed, and where you are right now, that somehow they all fit together. We're faced with days and we're faced with experiences that feel disjointed, that feel dysfunctional, that feel divided, but maybe they're part of a purpose, a story filled with purpose, your story filled with purpose. Your story matters. Because you've come from somewhere, you're headed somewhere, you're here right now. My father was a wandering Aramaean. There's a lot of places we could go with this, but I kind of want to leave you with one thing to do on this holiday season. We're going to end a little early today, which I'm sure you're quite happy about on this holiday season. But I want you to do something over these next 6 weeks. We have 5-6 weeks till the end of the year. And I want you to do something. I want you to find a space over these next few weeks. Create a space. You're not going to find one. Let's just be honest. We're all busy. But create a space where you could do this act that the Israelites did. Create a space where you can say, "My father was a wandering Aramaean." Okay, you don't have to like say the exact phrase if you don't want to, but what I mean is like with your family maybe, like sit around a table and go, let's look back over the past year. What's happened? The good things, the difficult things, maybe the uncertain things that you're not sure how are going to play out in the future. And maybe you just take time and gratitude and say, you know what? This is part of our story. This is us sitting here at this table right now. We're sitting here because of what's happened, and we believe that God is going to do something in the future as well. Maybe you do that with a group of friends. Maybe you got a group of friends that you are close with or you want to get closer with, and you say, can we just sit down and tell our stories over a long cup of coffee? Because I heard this weird phrase on Sunday about fathers and wandering and Aramaeans, and I don't even really know what it means, but I feel like we need to tell our story. Could we just get together? And you just kind of recount. Maybe you ask questions that kind of help the conversation along. Because our tendency is to push down our story. Our tendency is to push away from the difficult things. Our tendency is to even maybe at times push away from the good things. And we find that our stories are disjointed when really they're not. You've come from somewhere. You're headed somewhere. And you're here right now. Maybe there's a group of friends you could gather together and say, my father was a wandering Aramaean. Or maybe you just need time alone. Any other introverts in the room with me? Maybe you just need time alone and you just need to journal. You just need to get away and just kind of process for your own self what the past year has been like. Maybe you need to look back farther. Maybe you need to look ahead, and maybe you need to put it all down on a piece of paper and say, okay, on this stuff I see where that started, went processed through, stopped. This stuff I don't get, but you know what? At the end of it, you just write at the top of the page, my father was a wandering Aramaean. In other words, somehow it's all part of a story that matters. What if you created space over these next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, to say that my father was a wandering Aramaean? I think what God sets out for his people of Israel in Deuteronomy 26 is absolutely fascinating. I feel like it even could be a better way than we're often taught to live today. Because I think if you did this, if you made time for this, whether it's with family, whether it's with friends, whether it's by yourself, maybe even you could do it in a strange way with your team at work, you could find a way to look back over your past year. I think if you did this, I think it would give you new perspective. I think it would give you hope where you're struggling with hope. I think it would give you confidence where you feel like you're already standing and excited for what's coming in the future. But I also think it could give you a new perspective of how God has been at work right in front of you. Now, whether you consider yourself a follower of Jesus or not, I believe that God is working in all of our stories, that he's created us to know him, that this happened in the person of Jesus, that Jesus died for you, for each of us, and offered us and brings us into and invites us into a relationship with him, which is great, which sets our future apart, but it also means something for our present. It means that somehow everything that's come before, everything that's coming together, everything that's about to come is all coming together in a story that has purpose and meaning, that you can come with your joy and with your pain. You can bring your basket because the basket itself is a gift, and you can say, my father was a wandering Aramaean. One of my favorite pastor poets is a guy named Charles Spurgeon. About 150 years ago in England, he was a pastor there, and he said this, kind of pulling on the story of Israel wandering through the desert, as well as the sacrifice of Jesus for people like you and me. He says this, he says, look back. This is his encouragement to his people in his day and to us today. He says, look back through all thine experience and think of the way the Lord thy God has led thee. Think of how his grace has been sufficient for thee in all thy troubles, how his blood has been a pardon to thee in all thy sins, how his rod and his staff have comforted thee. And when thou hast looked back upon the love of the Lord, then let faith survey his love in the future. And this is my favorite line of this quote. He says this, he says, for remember that Christ's covenant and blood have something more in them than in the past. It's not just something that happened in the past, it's something separated, that somehow it has effectual power now. It's not simply the past. It's somehow it's the present, and somehow it means something for the future. There are a lot of ways that you could take stock of your life. There's a lot of ways over these next 5 weeks that you can look back over the past year, you can look back over the past couple of years of what brought you to here. I think this is the better way. I think the better way is to see that God has been working in your story and has brought you here. You've come from somewhere and you're headed somewhere, and your story matters. Your life is a gift. And I think at times we can lose sight of that. What if there's meaning and purpose more than simply of something that happened as a past event? What if the sacrifice of Jesus, what he's done for you, means something now and means something for where you're headed in the future? Find ways, I encourage you over these next 5 weeks, find ways, create space to say, my father was a wandering Aramaean. That your story, what's where you've come from, where you're headed, has all kind of joined together right now where you are. That God has been at work, and I believe God will continue to be at work in your story. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving these past few weeks. As we head towards Christmas, I'm so excited because we get to kind of travel back and see again what happened on that dark night of God stepping into history and stepping into our stories. And I know you're going to want to be a part of that. We're going to be talking about Christmas and promoting that as we get go ahead, but we'll be here Christmas Eve. I can't wait for that because this is that moment where he steps into our story as human beings. It's that there's value and there's purpose in this. There's something good that he's redeeming in each of us. I want to pray for you over these next few weeks as you take this challenge, hopefully to create some space to say my father was a wandering Aramaean, to take stock over your life over this past year, to look ahead, and maybe my hope is that you would trust God more. My hope is that as you go ahead, whether it's confusion, whether it's uncertainty, whether it's joy, whether it's heartache of what's about to come, that you would find a way to trust him more. And you could say these words with fullness of hearts that my father was a wandering Aramaean. Let me pray for us and then we'll close today. God, thanks that you've been at work in people's lives throughout history, that we can look back on your words to your people, Israel, and we can find hope in those today. Thanks for the sacrifice of Jesus, that he did something that redeems, that changes what was meant to harm us and turns it for good. Thank you that there's purpose in our stories. Father, I pray for each person here as they encounter situations or they encounter people, they encounter culture that tries to push against that idea, that we would live a different way, that we would live from the perspective that you've spoken purpose and value to our stories, that if Jesus was willing to die for each of us, then our lives matter. As we try to navigate this life, God, would we be the type of people that live with the confidence that you've been doing something, you are doing something, and you will do something? Thanks for the privilege that we can journey with you in that. Would we learn to say over these next 5 weeks especially that my father was a wandering Aramaean?